Welcome everyone again, and thank you, Linda, for that generous introduction. And as Linda mentioned, the overall theme is maintaining balance in turbulent times, and the focus of our session today is like, well, if we're going to maintain balance, well, what is balance? What does that even mean? And so, balance can mean many things. But most often, when we hear, like, I need balance, we're often thinking about balance throughout our lives, how we live our lives. As one source that I read put it, a balanced life involves maintaining harmony among various aspects, such as health and relationships, work and personal time. It also requires intentional effort to prioritize self-care, setting boundaries, to manage your time effectively to achieve overall well-being. And another source referred to balance in one's life as the eight pillars of a balanced life. And as you would, when you hear them, it's the usual suspects, the usual suggestions. You want good mental health, and we certainly do a lot work with that with our meditations, and maybe you're in therapy, a good friend, a confidant, what have you. Your physical well-being, good sleep, a good diet, movement, hydration. Emotional health and spiritual, social, environmental, financial, and the last eighth one being occupational. What is that you do for your work? And also, balance could literally mean, maintaining one's physical balance, not falling over. And what do we do to maintain that kind of balance? Do we do those things that keep us upright? Do we neglect our physical well-being and just live your life taking it as it comes without paying attention to that aspect? But I posit that it's all of the above, maintaining that a balanced life. Also, working with your physical well-being to navigate through the physical world in a safe way. So, in actual design, we value being an active participant, not only in our life on earth, but of course, our spiritual life, that art that we practice, that art of growth and wholeness. We also value peace, harmony, love, and service to support that end of being and living in the world. And so, in our current iteration of turbulent times, I mean, there's been many and will be some in the future as well. The ability to stay balanced and maintain one's values is truly challenging. In turbulent times, we want to avoid the common pitfalls that move us into imbalance. And we need to stay aware of these potentials. One I mentioned, neglecting physical care. Another is just overcommitting, trying to do too much, or focusing solely on your spiritual life and not being engaged in the world, self-isolation, things like that. Another thing that keeps us out of balance is our rigidity. That is for our aspects, that is how we view our lives, and just not being able to accept change. but also rigidity in our physical forms. And that rigidity certainly creates imbalance I guess you would call it enhancing our ability to fall over. Let's not do that. So we want to be aware of these kind of pitfalls and not remembering our values and not remembering or considering how our values are that we have here in actual design, in your personal life, how you grew up. But these values influence our actions and our interactions. So in these turbulent times, we want to have our values, although being tested by the current situation, to be maintained and to guide us, to lead us, to support us, sustain us. And so balancing our spiritual lives requires that reflection and that ability to adjust, to grow. One of the wonderful things of actual design is that it's all about growth. It's all about change and acceptance. And so by embracing the benefits and avoiding these pitfalls, we can, maintain the balance on all the levels that we mean when we say the word balance. And lastly, the thing that keeps us in balance as opposed to imbalance is to recognize and celebrate our victories, no matter how small they are. And so celebrate those moments that have brought you joy or clarity. So, in the session today, we're going to focus on bringing balance into all of our areas of our creation, that is, our physical well-being. And we'll ask them to open and receive the essence from our work, the work that we will do with our white star. And so as we work through our body, using that cleansing and purifying power of the light, we will offer opportunities to achieve balance, to maintain balance where it already exists, and to respond to inner requests to support or achieve a balance. And lastly, as I mentioned above, that celebration, we will focus on our assimilation of the energy essence that we will generate from our work and celebrate our achievements. If you're new to the work, that is to actual design, I want to remind ones that do know, but to introduce you to the four laws of energy if you are new. One, our awareness directs our thought. Two, thought directs life energy, and life energy follows thought. And where there is pain from mild to acute, the flow of life energy is obstructed. And lastly, where awareness is focus, the power of life energy is concentrated. So taking into mind the things that we've said above, our values and such, we are going to focus our energy throughout our creation, bringing that life energy to remove obstructions and blocks to the flow of that life energy. Thus, giving us that opportunity to be balanced, that yin and yang of our existence, to be balanced. And we will do it at all through effortless effort. that effort is just to think, to let, to observe, and to experience. So we'll begin with what we refer to as gathering and enlightening of awareness. That awareness that we want to have when we're trying to maintain that balance in our lives. Be aware of our and not forget our values. Those values that lead and guide us and sustain us. Good. Now take a few breaths and being aware of your breaths to move into a place, a feeling of comfort, relaxation, and openness. And as we observe our breath, be aware of how it makes you feel at this moment. And this is effortless effort. We're not trying to control the breath, just using our power of observation to experience it in a mindful way. Good. And now harmonize your brain mind with the divine mind of your lighted beingness by way of the upper room, located 6 inches above the top of your head. This energy vortex. Experience the brain mind being harmony, being in harmony, and in doing so, experience your knowing or your mental awareness. Be enlightened by the radiance, the enlightened awareness, the being of light that you are, and feel your mental awareness being uplifted. Now think and let the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are move through your nervous systems, all throughout the neural pathways. Gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness, the sensory awareness of your creation. Experience enlightened awareness of your higher self moving into your open and receiving heart, your blood circulatory system. Your liver, your glandular systems, and all the liquid aspects of your creation. As it moves through all these parts, experience your emotional awareness being gathered, enlightened, and uplifted. Good. And now, with enlightened awareness throughout your entire creation, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light you have for your beloved creation. And direct your creation to return this flow of love and gratitude to the being of light that you are, magnifying the two-way flow of love and gratitude. Experience our union together as the beings of light that we are. Experience our union with the immortal aspect of founder of Extra Design, Russell Schofield, and the beings of light that compose our Extra Design family of light. And extend our union to the beings of light of our family, our friends, our loved ones, our workers, co-workers. As well as to any beings of light that have chosen to join us for today's all-school session. Now, in a flow of enlightened awareness, direct your attention once again to center 2, 6 inches above the top of your head. That is the upper room. And here you may see a point of light. Don't force yourself to visualize it. Just know that this light is there. This point of light exists for all of us. I experience this point of light expanding to a 3-inch sun, a 3-inch star, white star. And the star begins to rise above your body until it's 3 feet above the top of your head. And it begins to expand spherically until it's 3.5 feet in diameter. Good. Now think and let and observe your expanded white star begin a downpour of crystalline liquid energy into your creation from head to toe, out your open feet, and into your energy field. Experience the liquid like light fire flowing in and throughout your brain. It passes through your hair and scalp and skull and goes to the core of your brain, the center of your brain. It moves in and throughout and all about. And it does so. It allows your brain to reflect, to contemplate this idea of balance. Knowing what balance is in all of its aspects. Knowing what balance is on all the levels. As we mentioned, from the physical to our spiritual life, our social life, our work life, Of course, remembering that the value of love, the power of love, of peace, of harmony. And outwardly, that active mode of service, service to others, your environment, to the planet. And that value of the golden rule. Letting that come to the forefront as we take care of ourselves, bring ourselves in balance. We wish that for others as well. Love, peace, and understanding. Balance, groundedness that we want for ourselves, we want those for others. Joy, clarity, abundance for us as well as others. And the downpour moves throughout and all about, reinforcing these values, these thoughts, this feeling of groundedness, of balance mentally. The downpour continues, moving into your chest cavity, encountering major organs, the lungs, your heart, experience it likewise as it moves through your lungs, the left lung, the right lung. As we started observing our breath, feel the balanced inhaling and exhaling. In the heart, the balance of sending blood, receiving blood throughout your system, your circulatory system. And as we move through and observe and listen to the organs, a balance and acceptance of their state, how they're feeling, what they're working toward, and the balance, of course, of working together to support your physical well-being. Experience the light fire moving throughout the circulatory system, into your digestive system, on your mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestines, large intestines, all the way through the entire digestive system. What is the balance in your digestive system? To be some aspects is to be able to receive and process food, extracting nutrients. But creating waste and removing that waste in an efficient and supportive way. Take a moment to observe and listen to your digestive system, this energy system. Is it in balance? Is it out of balance? In either case, What can you do to either maintain that balance or to improve it so that it's functioning properly? We mentioned in the introduction a healthy, balanced diet. And there's our genitive system, our skeletal system. That downpour from the top of our head moves through our cervical spine, through the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, touching all of this skeletal system. And we talk to physical balance. This part of our physical system, foundation, the skeletal system, surrounded by the muscular system, connected together by tendon and held together with ligaments. That mindfulness that we mentioned above, do we think of our skeletal system and what it does for us day in, day out? In the lower part of our skeletal system, the pelvis, the femurs, kneecaps, tibia, fibula, ankles, feet. Do we think of our feet? Do we express gratitude for this parts of our body that maintains our balance, our ability to be upright? And if they're not in perfect condition, the love and gratitude and acceptance of knowing that they're doing the best that they can. Now think and let the downpour continue throughout your upper torso, touching the other organs, your kidneys, gallbladder, pancreas, liver. All the organs throughout and all about this area of your body. The downpour continues into the pelvic bowl. Blaze up the consuming fire aspect of the star from the downpour from your expanded star. Just think and let it happen. Listen to the parts of you and think and let and direct through the power of thought. And where your thought is concentrated, this light fire flows to those needed areas. Downpour continues moving, as I said, through the bones and all the connective tissue, the muscles, the circulatory system, and down to the lower legs, feet, and into your spherical energy field, consuming the low frequency obstructions, negativity. Meaning those common obstructions to maintaining balance, those common pitfalls. And here today, in this session, we're actively working with our self-care. Working through some of those pitfalls like rigidity, that memory of what our younger bodies, maybe our youthful bodies, maybe our infant bodies felt like, and wanting that. But wise enough and open enough and free enough to accept our bodies for how they are now. Yet actively doing what we can to maintain and improve it, given where it is. We allow ourselves to be at peace with our creation. Now think of your feet as closed and the liquid-like light fire from the downpour of your star begins to backfill through your creation. Filling up from your feet, legs, pelvis, torso. Feeling completely the vessel that is your body. And out the top of your head, over the surface of your skin, and out into your energy field. Good. Now cease the downpour. And direct your white star to descend what we call the central vertical axis of your creation. Until the center of your spherical white star is located near the navel, in fact, about an inch and a half above the navel, along the central vertical axis, and directed to begin to increase its expansion. Expand it until it's 15 feet in every direction spherically. And direct your white star to blaze up and consume any low frequency, any negativity, in obstructions to your ability to maintain balance, to be grounded in these turbulent times. Just think and let and release and let the light fire process. Fixed perspectives that is contrary to your actual values, allowing you to grow and experience new things, allowing new experiences to unfold as we embrace our flexibility. blaze up the fires. And surrounded by the consuming fires of your white star, just take a moment to observe your actions in your daily life to see if indeed you are maintaining the balance in it that you want. That mental balance, the physical balance, emotional, spiritual, social, in your environment. A balance between work and family. And if any obstructions to any of these come to mind, allow them to surface and be consumed by the light fire. And that energy essence tapping into the regenerative and in your creative nature to give you the ability to create actions to support what you want, to support the balance that you seek. And here, surrounded by the light fire of your white star, the consuming light fire of your white star. Let's take a few moments, a minute or two, to let those obstructions surface. And as they surface, to be consumed by the light fire. Good. Now let's cease the star action and take a moment to celebrate our achievement, harvest the work of the fruits of our labor, as it were, to recognize the victories that we've achieved today at this moment. And we began that recognition by assimilating the energy essence created by the obstructions, the blocks, the low frequency, being reduced to their energy essence, the life force, if you will. Began to absorb, to take in the energy, essence, throughout and all about your physical creation, supporting your mental health. Emotional health, physical health, supporting the balance that we have, the balance that we want to maintain. Despite the forces that want to unground us, to put us in a state of imbalance. We'll silently do this recognition and assimilation for a minute or so. Good. So now just think of your expanded white star. And let it begin to return to its 3-inch size. And began to rise up the central vertical axis. Until it's once again located 6 inches above the top of your head in the upper room. And we end our session today. Not only with the continued assimilation of the energy essence and the recognition of those victories that we do day in and day out, maintaining our balance, our groundedness, but also to recognize today in this session, we did work on ourselves, but we didn't do it alone. We were unified with each other. Experiencing the power of the group, unify with those beings of light that joined in with us. recognizing that we're all in union and that we're all connected in love and in light.